The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Lots of you listening will be familiar with Top Gear and the presenters of Top Gear. Not the current presenters, not the ones before them. The ones before them. It might even be the ones before them before them. I'm talking about Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond and James May. Of course, they left the BBC under something of a cloud, but then they went to Amazon and we had the Grand Tour, and we still have the Grand Tour, but not for much longer. The final episode is coming to Amazon Prime today, and that's it. Apparently they are never working together again. Well, so the rumour goes. Alex Rowley has been speaking to some of the cast and he's with me now. So what is the background, Alex? How long ago was it when these three first got together? So
this, it's eight, or when they got together would have been 2003. So okay. In 2002 was the new revamp of Top Gear, Jeremy Clarkson and Richard Hammond and another co-presenter. And then obviously they decided things weren't working there and they brought in James May. Now all of these were, they were all motoring journalists beforehand. Suddenly Top Gear comes along, they do a few car reviews, a few seasons later, suddenly they're in the likes of Burma and all these mad countries driving cars around and basically annoying each other and creating comedy out of what was a motoring show, essentially.
And then remind us again how they went from that, because they were giants in the BBC towards the end of Top Gear, of their time on Top Gear. And what happened and how did they end up at Prime?
So there was controversy over an incident involving Jeremy Clarkson. I think we all remembered that news, and his contract ultimately wasn't renewed then with the BBC. And so there was a couple of episodes of Top Gear done without him. I think one or two of the last bits of the season were done without him. Richard Hammond and James May then decided to follow him wherever Jeremy was going to go because they were a trio. They were offered a contract by Amazon Prime. They spent ages coming up with a name. And in 2016, then the Grand Tour launched. And it was essentially the same format. You know, every so often they'd take a challenge, head off to another country, select a few cars, drive across the country, annoy each other, and they would, you know, then review cars in between. They then actually stopped that format and then just started to do yearly or bi-yearly specials. And this is one of those specials, although, you know, it's no different to wrestling, but it is sort of a goodbye to the series.
Okay, so tell us about this final episode then that's available today.
So the three of them, they head off to Zimbabwe, and the whole premise is that they're going to ignore, and I say that in air quotes, the producers, choose what cars that they've always wanted to drive, and they just take their time going across this beautiful country, as we see. So I actually got to catch up with James May and Richard Hammond earlier in the week. They joined me from London. I was in Wicklow. It's a fantastic watch. And with Richard having started off in radio, normally the peak there is the breakfast show or the drive time show. But I asked him if he'd imagined that he'd end up where he was now.
No, not for a second. And I can certainly say that's the same for James. No, I started off in local radio and I just wanted to keep working in radio and ultimately television. The fact that I got to combine that with my favourite thing in the world, cars, and that then somehow accidentally the car show we were making grew to what it grew into. No, I never foresaw any of that. Blind luck got me there.
There's talks of an Oasis reunion at the moment. Do you think 15, 20 years down the line you guys could reunite?
15 years.
I don't know. Never say never.
I wouldn't say never, no, because that's a dangerous thing to say, but a part of me is slightly reticent about it because sometimes I find reunions of old bands or old TV shows can be a little bit mawkish.
But we don't know how it's going to feel when it's finally gone, because we're talking to you today. We're launching the last episode. It won't be until a few months has passed and that last episode has been and gone, and then there isn't another one coming along, that we'll all realise, ooh, that's how it feels not to be doing this. Because for most of my adult life, I have been.
It doesn't stop us suddenly, as people imagine. We're a bit like World War I veterans. We are fading away. But there isn't a point at which you think, right, that's over, I'll go to the pub.
Yeah.
It's not really like that, I'm afraid.
I can see why James May might be a bit reluctant. He'll be 81 in 20 years'
exactly.
time. So maybe he doesn't want to be running, driving around Zimbabwe. Have they been to Ireland?
So this is the thing. So there was actually a map in this last episode that came out today, and you can see all the countries they've crossed off in all these specials. And Ireland being so close to the UK, it's not on there. However, they have in the past. They haven't done much, but I think Jeremy did something up the north and Top Gear, some sort of mini challenge. Likewise, Richard actually filmed a car review only up the road from where I live on the Wicklow Gap or the Sally Gap. But in this final episode, I mean, honestly, if you watch it, the scenery is magnificent. There's green trees, there's big valleys, there's waterfalls, there's desert roads, even down to coal mines and railway lines. In this episode, at one stage, even Jeremy looks out at one of the windows and he says, you know, on my right, it looks like we're in Ireland. So I decided, you know, I asked Richard and James that maybe, do they have a future in David Attenborough-style documentaries?
Go and start talking knowledgeably about wildlife.
No. Yeah, I don't think so. And I think the last show is we really wanted it to be, it's not all the bells and whistles, it's not all, you know, big craziness. It is actually quite stripped out. It's us three being who we are, doing what we do. It is a thank you. It is a so long. You know, a lot of people have stayed with us for those two decades. Some people grew up with it. So we wanted to acknowledge the moment and say, look, thanks for watching, because if you hadn't been watching, we couldn't have done it. So that's why it isn't. Am I being soppy there, Jim?
No, I'll allow you this bit of soppiness.
Thank you.
Yes, the show is, and we decided this before we set off. We're in a place that we always wanted to go to. We're in cars that we individually loved when we were young. So it's a little bit sentimental from the off. And we're aware that it is emotionally quite charged and that we would do a show that didn't rely on, I mean, there are some stunts and silliness in it, but it didn't really rely on that. It would be formed entirely around our thoughts at the end of a remarkably lucky period, a third of my whole adult life and half of my working life, if we can call it that.
Thank you.
Coming to a close. So we let that speak for itself, really. And I think you can tell it has a different character, this one, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Any tears shed?
Tears.
Yeah.
No, we're British and manly.
We're stoic. Yeah, there will be. I had a little moment when we did the last one. A lot of us did. It's been, if you've done something for that long with the same bunch of people, we've known that group for 20 years. We've all worked together and known each other in so many different circumstances, in rainforests, jungles, deserts, glaciers, every certain time, waking up in a tent pitched at 30 degrees full of cockroaches or some of the great hotel. I mean, we've experienced a lot together, so it's a moment.
It is what used to be called a roller coaster of emotions.
Isn't it just?
But all the way from deep joy to thinking Richard Hammond had just killed himself. I mean,
which also is deep joy.
Sorry, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Remind me what happened to Richard Hammond.
So during the filming in Top Gear in the noughties, they had this rocket-propelled car, if I remember correctly, and it went down their runway and crashed and rolled over, and Richard Hammond was very seriously injured. Like, it wasn't like a knock. It was a coma in hospital, and it was a miracle that he made it out of it. Now, you'd think with one death-defying experience, but came along another in the Grand Tour that they were filming in Europe, and they were test-driving this concept car. I think it was a Rimac was what it was called. It was an electric one. And he drove it in this time trial thing, went off the side of a cliff, flipped over, went on fire. Again, very similar, very seriously injured. And he somehow managed to escape that one. So two quite memorable moments, and he was known for a lot of his minor accidents.
So that car was electric, as you say. Mm-hmm. I heard they were given out about electric cars, or certainly Clarkson was he?
Yes. It's actually in the series, he says, the reason we're giving this up, he says, because electric cars, they're terrible. He's like, they're white goods, is what he described them as. But somebody, you know, this was actually put to Richard and James, and they made a great point that actually isn't the case and that the motoring industry will live on.
I disagree fundamentally and entirely with that. I think we've, for years, those of us who are car enthusiasts, sort of gathered around looking at the object of our obsession, assuming that all around us is doom. Meanwhile, a lot of people, young people included, are realizing, okay, part of the future, one tiny pixel in the future picture will be maybe autonomous cars that you press a button on your smartphone and it arrives and takes you to where you want to go. But at the moment, at the point of that happening, or even being considered, a lot of people find themselves thinking, hang on a minute, my youngest daughter, Willow, did it. She's never considered herself interested in cars. But when we were talking about that, she said, well, I like my old VW Polo because it affords me freedom. I work with it. I drive it. Suddenly, a lot of people are going to realize that they are car enthusiasts, even when they never would have defined themselves as that in the past. So I don't think it's going to go away. These are the most important machines we've ever made. They've enabled more things than anything else we've ever built. They're not going away. Our love affair with them will continue. And it's an exciting time for them because the future is going to be, we have to decarbonize, but the future will be a blend of fully electric cars, hydrogen combustion cars, hydrogen fuel cell cars, synthetic fuels and internal combustion engine cars to keep 1.6 billion of them still on the roads. It's going to be a magnificent mosaic of stuff because it's all centered on the most important machine we've ever made. It ain't changing. It ain't going away anytime soon.
Yeah, I largely agree with that. I don't share Jeremy's pessimism for it. I actually think the car as an idea is at the most interesting part of its history since it was invented.
Exactly, yeah.
And one of the side effects of the sort of general switch to things like electric cars and low emission cars and so on is that we reevaluate what it is they mean. I think our generation became obsessed with the car as an object, as a possession, almost a piece of jewelry or an artwork or something. But I think a younger generation is re-evaluating it correctly, in my view, and thinking, what does it actually stand for and what does it allow me to do? What is it actually for? Which I think is quite healthy. And there will be a new way of addressing car enthusiasm. It will be a very different sort of enthusiasm from the one that we grew up with, but it must be there. I don't believe it will disappear because the subject isn't going away. So there will be people who want to be lyrical about it. And I'm looking forward to seeing it, actually. I'm looking forward to watching people on TV and on YouTube and on vlogs and so on telling me about cars and me not knowing what's going to happen next. I think that's going to be great.
All right. Well, listen, the Grand Tour, One for the Road, out now on Amazon Prime Video. Worth the watch, as Alex says. Actually, did they say anything, Alex, about what they're going to do next?
No, but they'll probably continue on with their solo projects, and the Grand Tour is expected to actually continue without them.
Oh, right. OK. Mm-hmm. And it might enjoy the same success that Top Gear has enjoyed without them. Alex Riley, thank you very, very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.